Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to be here this day. We know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. No matter what's going on, I said we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we're going to rejoice. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. We bless his holy and divine name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for another day. This is a day that we've never seen before, but you saw fit for us to see it, God. And we say thank you. We thank you, Master, for allowing us to lay down and rise up, God. Allowing us to get sleep and slumber, God, and how you kept your angels around us, Master. We are grateful today. We ask, oh God, that you open up our ears so we can hear what your Spirit is saying to us this day, this minute, this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. We know that this is the season that is quickly approaching. Yeah, we know this. That this is the season where we acknowledge Jesus. We acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. Of course, we acknowledge him all the time. I'm talking to the believers. It's not just for Christmas that we think about Jesus. No. Mm-mm. Because we have a relationship with him that caused us to think about him every day. And sometimes plenty times during the day we think about Jesus. Yes, we think about him because we know he's thinking about us. Yes, glory to God. Remember, God will reward you for all that you do. You're going to be rewarded. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We want to open the door to the life of Jesus today. We want to just open that door. We want to acknowledge that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yeah, he was born in Bethlehem. His parents were Mary and Joseph. Yeah. Mary was delighted to bring forth a baby Jesus. She was delighted to bring him into the land of Bethlehem. Yes. Oh, we know the story. We know that story. Yes, we know that story. Yeah. She was delighted to take part in the birth of our Savior, Jesus. That's his name, Jesus. Yes. We just thank God for her. Oh, yeah, we thank God for Mary. Yeah. So many times we forget about Mary, but we just want to talk about Mary just a little bit tonight. We're going to talk about Mary. We're going to just acknowledge her role. Yes. The role that Mary played in bringing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into this land, into this time that we see this day. Yeah, it's not all about just Christmas, because again, we who are believers in Christ, we celebrate Jesus all the time, all year long. We celebrate Jesus. We always acknowledge him. Yes, he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Huh? He's our elder brother. Glory to God. Yeah, we know him. We know him. But we know this is a special time when we acknowledge his birth. So here we see that after she was invited by the angel of the Lord, and she was told that she had been picked, chosen, whichever one you want to use, to bring forth a child, and that he would save the entire world. Now just think about that. The angel came, the angel arriving at your door, coming to your door, letting you know that you don't have to be afraid. Just relax, because I got some good news here I want to just share with you. I'm going to tell you of something great, something mighty that you're getting ready to take part in. Yeah. But if you notice in the lesson, I'm just paraphrasing the lesson because I'm not going into that, giving you a little bit because I'm going to come with the lesson. But if you notice, one thing I want you to understand and pay very close attention, Mary was asked to take part. See, God does not force himself. He's not going to come and force. He's not going to come and push in. He is a God. Oh, hallelujah. He's so humble. Did you hear what I said? Mary was asked. Yeah. She was told that she was chosen. But she had a place in it. She could have received it or she could have rejected it. It wasn't a situation where she had to do that. But she said that she had been waiting. Glory to God. She had been waiting to do something great, to do something mighty. Yeah, yeah. And so we see that at that very moment, Mary accepted. She accepted the plan that was presented to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about bringing to this earth a baby called Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at that. Look at that. Now, Mary was aware that she was a virgin. She knew she was a virgin. She knew she had never been touched by a man. She knew this. Yeah, think about it. She knew all of that. But yet and still, she was eager to listen to what the angel was saying, of how this birth was going to take place, how it was going to actually come through the Holy Spirit. It was going to be different. It wasn't going to be the same earthly birth that we know and have read about and learned. It was going to be different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so Mary agreed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so here we see that the angel left Mary, and the angel went to her husband, to be Joseph. And he went to inform him that Mary was to carry a child. Mm-hmm. She was going to carry this child into the world, and his name was going to be Jesus. Now, notice in the lesson in Luke, at that moment, it has been already declared that she's going to do it because the angel of the Lord went to Mary first. God is a God of order. I want you to understand that. He's a God of order. Why we see so many things going on today? Because we are out of order. Oh, yes. We see babies before the marriage. Oh, glory to God. We see that. But this particular child, oh, is special. This is a special child. Yeah, yeah. This is a child that will come to save the whole world. Hallelujah. So the angel knew Joseph. He knew, and Joseph was wondering. Joseph was really troubling about how could this be? Because Mary and him, they had never had a sexual intercourse. None of this had ever took place. So the angel explained to Joseph. Oh, glory to God. Wisdom and knowledge, huh? It comes from above. The baby would be born through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Even even though a lot of times we don't understand, we still kind of confused, but if we just trust God, did you hear what I said? Just trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him. So Joseph, being a man, probably still wondered, how could this be? But he received what the angel of the Lord had to say. Glory to God. Now, I want you to just move with me to the book of Luke. We're going to go over to Luke, and we're going to go over to Luke chapter 2, and we're going to just acknowledge Jesus at the age of 12. He's 12 years old. Yeah, he's 12 years old. No more baby in the manger. He's 12. 12 years old. And he's all about doing the work, the business of his what? His father. And we're going to go with verse 41, and it says here, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. Now, we know what the Passover feast was. It was a celebration. Mm-hmm. It was a celebration that was to be remembered. Yeah. You know, we celebrate when we have communion. This is supposed to be a celebration. But so often we forget what we're doing, and we begin to just go through the motions. Verse 42 says, when he was 12, Jesus, listen at this. He went to the feast, all used to, and they all were obedient to do, because it was something that God had required of them. Yeah. Verse 43 says that after the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, it says here that the boy stayed behind. He stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Now, when I kind of read this, I was, wow, he stayed behind and you didn't know, parents, you didn't know this, okay? And I begin to think about today. And we look at how some of our children, we don't know where they are and what they're doing, and then some of us don't go and try to find out, huh? Huh? Look at that. Now, being a parent and a grandmother, I begin to become amazed with this story. Yeah, I begin to become amazed. Yeah, because in our society today, children do wander off. Children do sometimes get snatched away. Yeah, so look at verse 44, and it says, thinking Jesus was among them, they traveled on an entire day. Now, in this piece, this particular setting, it says that they were with a crowd of people. So this meant that Jesus could easily be with his cousins. He could be with some of his relatives, his aunts, some of his family. And where they just assumed, and you know, we're good at doing this, family members. We're good at assuming that you got Jack or you got Joe, you got Billy, you got him, or he's back over. We're good at that. So in looking at it, it's not so much out of the ordinary because we do this. We do it today. Yeah, yeah. But here we see we're talking about the 12-year-old Jesus. Yeah, and something is very different about him. He's different. Jesus had been placed by God to have a desire for research. He had a desire to be inquisitive. He had a desire to know more about his heavenly Father. Yeah. He wanted to know. He wanted to understand. So even at the age of 12, he was being used by his Father. So he's being glorified. Yeah. He's being glorified at 12 years old. And you know, I began to think of what I was doing at 12. What I was doing at 12 years old, we were playing with baby dolls. Think about it. I was playing with baby dolls, and most of the time, fellas, you were pushing little trucks and doing cars and playing marbles. This is what we used to do. We went to Sunday school. Yeah, we did go to Sunday school. And most of the time, when we took Jesus home with us, we would act out the the church service. Whatever we saw, whoever did whatever in church, we did it at home. Yeah. But we never took time to really get into what the word was really saying to us. Not at 12 years old. So look at verse 45. And it says here, once they could not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. So they had been looking for him and they couldn't find him. So this was it. Mother got very frantic. Yeah. Yeah. Father was upset. He was very anxious. They couldn't figure out where he could be. 46 tells us that after 3 days. Now, when I read that, I said, 3 days? Now, you know, you would have been in the police station. Some of us would have called the police. We would have known the chief's personal phone number. We would have emailed them 50 or 60,000 times to see what have they done or who's looking for my child or going and camp out at the police station. We would have done many things. But in consideration of this time and this particular method of transportation, they didn't have a car. Think about it. Usually they were on foots or on the donkeys. Yeah. Yeah, think about it. So when you're studying the word, you have to think about then and think about now. Yeah, yeah. Because God was there then and he's still there with us now. He is. So now this is the Son of God. As he is asking questions. He's asking questions about his heavenly Father. And some of us won't even say anything, even during Bible class. We won't open up our mouths in Sunday school. We won't say a word. Our lips are tight. Our lips are sealed. Yeah. But here we see a 12-year-old, anxious, very curious, totally different, wanting to know more about Jesus. Jesus, 12 years old. Somebody special. Not playing with any of these games. You know, the kids today play with a lot of games. They're always on the computers. Or they always have something in their hand. They always have their head down because they're using their phone. Think about that. But here we see Jesus. He was about the business of his Father. Verse 47 tells us that everyone who heard him, they were just amazed. They were amazed at his understanding and how he brought clarity. He brought clarity. And that's what we look for today. We look for clarity in our answers and making sure that we have understanding. The scripture tells us that above all to get an understanding. And Jesus brought clarity. Yeah, this is what it looks like. When you're anointed, this is what it looks like. You're humble. You're meek. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Verse 48 says, once his mother found him, she was astonished. And she said to him, I want you to listen to this. She said to him, son. Now, when I read this, I began to think about myself because I have a son. And I have been in situations where my son had went off. I didn't know where he was, and I was frantic. I was in a panic state. I had called different people to come help me because I couldn't find him. And so when I read this, she immediately said, son. And to me, son is a word that draws attention. It's a commanding word, even though some people may not see it that way, but it commands attention. And so she said, son, why have you treated us like this? She says, your father and I have been anxious, that we have been anxiously searching for you. Now, when I read this, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. When I read this, the first thing I said to myself, you may have been searching. You may have been wondering where he was. But his heavenly father, glory to God, his heavenly father knew exactly where he was. Did you hear what I said? Jesus. Blessed to have a heavenly father and an earthly father. Am I talking to anybody else? Can anybody else own that? Can anybody else own that you got a heavenly father and an earthly father? Glory to God. Huh? Look at that. Look at that. Everybody don't have a heavenly father now. Everybody don't have that. Yeah, we have those who are lacking that type of relationship that are walking all among us every day. Yeah, yeah. But look at Jesus. Verse 49 says, why? This is Jesus. He's saying to his mother, why were you searching? Didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house? Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. So is this miscommunication? And this is what I begin to, is this miscommunication? Huh? You thought I was somewhere that I wasn't, and I thought you knew that I had to go do this. Huh? Verse 50 says clearly, they did not understand what he was saying. They didn't understand what he was saying to them. They had no earthly idea. Remember, Jesus was sent down from heaven. Mm-hmm. He was sent down from heaven. Even though he came through Mary, listen to me, even though he came to Mary, and we see that he was born on earth, he came from heaven. Glory to God. I want you to know that. So the things of this world were totally unfamiliar to him. Listen to me. Oh, glory to God. It was mixed communication because his mother had no idea what her son was about to encounter. She had no idea. Oh, glory to God, who he really was. Yeah, she knew that he was going to do something great, but she had no idea how great it was. Glory to God. Of what he was going to do. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody can understand what I'm saying. Anybody can attest. Mary stated her husband was searching for him. That's what she said. We were searching. But we did not know. We didn't know where you were. We didn't know, son. And you see, the son thought that the mother and the father knew where he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at this. Miscommunications. Jesus in a strange land. Jesus with strange parents because they didn't know. They had no earthly idea who he really was. Isn't that something? But he came to save that which was lost. Listen to me. What about us? What about us? Communication barriers? What about us? Do we have communications problems, issues with our children, with our mates, in our homes? Do we see communication is broke down? You thought, I thought, and all of us thinking the wrong thing. Look at this. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Could not stop what Jesus had to do. Even with miscommunication, Jesus stayed focused, and he stayed focused on what he had to do for his father. Verse 51 says, Jesus knew he had favor. He had favor with God. Glory to God. You know, when you have favor with God, that's all you need. You don't need a whole lot of money. Listen to me. You don't need a whole lot of money. You don't need a whole lot of anything. When you have favor with God, hallelujah. Why? Because he owns everything. He owns the cattle. He owns the hill. He owns everything. He is the creator of heaven and earth. So favor with God, you are a billionaire. You are a billionaire because you're rich. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we see that Jesus had favor. And so he had wisdom and he had stature. Remember, people listened to him when he spoke because he had wisdom. He had knowledge and he brought clarity to what he was saying. Glory to God. Yeah. He wasn't just a normal child. He was special. And we see special kids today. I know as a Sunday school teacher, I have seen kids that have come through my class. They were special. I knew they were special. I knew that God had touched them. I knew that his hands were upon them, that they would do mighty things. And I'm sure some of you may have children and grandchildren that you have seen it, that you have seen the spirit that Jesus had. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. It all comes from God. It all comes from above. Yes, yes. Jesus, he was the Son of God. He was the son of Joseph, and he was the son of Mary. Yes, Jesus. He was special every way. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus, he is our elder brother. I'm talking to you, the believers in Christ. The ones who spend quality time seeking God, going before him early. Oh, yes, while the dew is fresh in the morning. I'm talking to you. You who have a relationship with an almighty God. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He was busy. He wasn't just doing any and everything. He wasn't getting into trouble. What? He was in the temple. He was sitting at the feet of the priest. He was asking questions. He opened his mouth. And he asked the question. He wasn't shamed. He wasn't shy because he didn't know. And so often we see, oh, in the church, we see it. Some of us won't ask a question because we want everybody to think we know everything, so I'm not going to ask you that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm one that I will raise my hand. I will say, excuse me, can I ask a question? Yes. Because the only way you will know is to ask. And this is what we see that Jesus was doing. He was asking so he would become more knowledgeable, so he would have more understanding. Because it was already there. It was already in his heart to be inquisitive. It was already there because God had given him that. Yes, yes. So in this season, we're going to be talking about Jesus the rest of this month. We're going to talk about the Jesus who is the Savior of the world. Yes. Yes. And how he has affected our lives and how we see him even today. Yes, yes. Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, Master. We thank you, God. We thank you for every hearer, God, everyone that is listening to us, Master. We ask, God, that you continually bless them in the areas that you see fit, that they need blessings, Master. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor, and it's in Jesus' name. Yes, we pray. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, with us on Sunday and on tomorrow morning with Minister George. Yes, at the same number. We look forward to having you. We want you to be blessed knowing that Jesus, he is the reason. Mm-hmm. Not just this season, but he's the reason for all seasons. Yes, he is. Yes, be blessed. And know that God loves you, and so do I.